Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It does right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Merry Christmas to you, first of all. And second of all, we're coming up here next hour, we're going to have just a Christmas special, just talking about Christmas movies and songs. And towards the second half of the hour, talk a little bit more about the true meaning of Christmas and things like that. So if you are out and about, may want to tune in for that. Then I've got, let's get the top three stories here first. So Title 42, according to recent data, actually shows it increased migration. The reason is because migrants were confused about what really was. Title 42, by the way, was allowing law enforcement to expedite deportations on the premise of protecting the country from COVID-19. That was what it was for. They misunderstood, I guess, and it increased migration. And then with it going away, it increased migration further because they thought, oh no, it's going away. We got to hurry and get to the country before it goes away. So that was kind of a surprising data. I got that from ABC News. Other top three stories, the winter storm is impacting holiday travel. And, we talked about it here. It's 31 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be, it's 29 now. So it's already starting to drop below the 30 degree level. And it's going to get into the low 20s by tomorrow morning. Then the storm is causing lots of flight delays and cancellations. In the United States alone, we've had 8,400 flight delays, 5,116 flight cancellations. That's an extra 100. That's like 100 more just in the past 30 minutes. Then the other top three story is inflation is slowing down just a little bit, and that's where we'll pick it up right here with our jobs report. So on Fridays, we like to cover jobs or unemployment update. So here in the state of Florida, we actually dropped 1,000 new filings for unemployment. So that's getting us down to 5,300 new filings for unemployment this week compared to last week. That's closer to normal, to where it normally is. It's been kind of high since Hurricane Ian. Nationwide, we dropped about 4,000 new filings. So 247,000 new filings for unemployment, which is good. Now, the big number I've been keeping an eye on, we've seen it fluctuating quite a bit, continued unemployment numbers. So how many people are still on unemployment compared to the previous week? We are 85,000 more people on unemployment. So to track this, give you an idea, last week we dropped 50,000 people off the continued unemployment rolls. Now we're at 85,000 more. But the week before that, we had about 90,000 that were added as well. So increased 90,000, dropped 50,000, increased 85,000. 2 out of 3 weeks, we've seen a dramatic increase in the number of people staying on unemployment. That's not a good sign. That means at least 2 out of the last 3 weeks, more people, people are not finding a job. More people than not are not finding a job. And that's not, you know, that doesn't bode well. And particularly because this is the seasonal hiring period, right? So with it being seasonal hiring, you would think, okay, we should be able to, you know, we should be able to lock it down and get the numbers down. But unfortunately, we're seeing an increase in the continued unemployment numbers. So that's kind of a surprise right there. Then another number here, it just came out earlier this week, is that the majority of Americans now are living paycheck to paycheck. So those who've lost their job are tending to have a harder time finding a new job. Those who have a job are living paycheck to paycheck. 63% of consumers living paycheck to paycheck. That's 3% increase from the previous month. Although it is about the same amount as what it was a year ago. But here's the thing. We've mentioned this before, and it remains the same. When you live paycheck to paycheck and you have rapid inflation, that knocks people out of the paycheck to paycheck realm, right? They're no longer paycheck to paycheck anymore. Now, they were already paycheck to paycheck, and now all of a sudden 8% more in cost or cost of living, that becomes a major strain. At the same time, people who weren't quite paycheck to paycheck, but they're pretty close to it with rapid inflation, where it's 8% higher now to live than what it was a year ago. Now, all of a sudden, they're like, okay, now I'm paycheck to paycheck. I wasn't before, but now I am. And so these are all just signs that the economy is still just struggling just a little bit. It's teetering on the brink, I think, is what it is. I don't think it's necessarily collapsing just yet, but I do think it's on the brink of collapse. Like, I think people are just holding on, waiting for some sort of relief. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear, and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre not showing any delays. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here in about 10 minutes, we've got an interesting new Santa tracker. We're talking about NORAD Santa or Santa NORAD. There's something else out there, too, a new app that's kind of interesting. I want to talk about that, too. Merry Christmas to you as well, by the way. Coming up next hour, we got a little Christmas special for you. Talk all Christmas all the time next hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, though, top trending news. Stick around.
Call out the holly. Put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking. I may be rushing.
wishing things, but deck the halls again now.
For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window,
carols at the spinet.
Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
Hasn't snowed a single furry, but
Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
Climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of...
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's 29 degrees and going to be a low in the low 20s, maybe as low as 19 degrees by early morning tomorrow morning. Feels a lot colder than that with 12 miles an hour. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Just a reminder here, a couple of things to let you know about. The Big Brothers Big Sisters Big Gala is coming up on January 14th. It's their biggest black tie event of the year. The theme this year is Come Fly With Me. And this is to celebrate Northwest Florida's rich history in aviation. Of course, proceeds from the Big Gala go towards Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. Their mission is to create and support one-to-one mentoring relationships. Every child deserves to see their potential realized. Sometimes it just takes a supportive adult to help defend that potential. So if you are interested in attending this or sponsoring, just go to our website, newsradio923.com, or call Big Brothers and Big Sisters at 850-433-KIDS. It's 850-433-5437.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Over a million Americans without power as a winter storm system continues to wreak havoc on much of the nation. As of earlier this afternoon, there were more than 420,000 people without power in the Mid-Atlantic region. New England and the South also being heavily impacted, with each seeing over 300,000 outages. The $1.7 trillion funding bill now headed to President Biden's desk after the House passed it along party lines this afternoon. Samsung is recalling almost 640,000 washing machines. The recall involves 14 top-loading models and is due to units that can short-circuit and overheat. The washers were sold between June of last year and December of this year. And finally, Bobby, the husband of a Florida woman who took a job as a dishwasher at a nursing home so the two could be together during COVID has died. Mary Daniel of Jacksonville says her husband, Steve, passed away peacefully this week. Daniel hadn't seen her husband for 114 days after his nursing home stopped allowing visitors during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, I saw that. I did not know that he passed away, but I remember that story where she went and got a job at the nursing home. That was a fantastic story, heartwarming story. So it's hard to, you know, hard to see that he passed on, but I mean, he's in the nursing home, so I guess you but expect it would happen sometime soon, right? But it's nice to, I mean, that was one of those stories you just, it was a good news story, right? During the pandemic.
Right.
And to see that happen right there. 1.5 million Americans without power right now with this kind of cold.
Yeah, that's, it's not, I mean, good.
Even down here, if you don't have, right. I mean, that's why we have cold weather shelters open pretty much in every county, is because some people might not have power, or their heat isn't working properly, or they don't have good heat, or they don't have proper insulation. And that's down here. Just imagine up north, right?
Yeah.
Like, forget about it.
Or forecasted high is below zero. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think there's some places that are below zero. And that's not even like windshield below zero.
Right.
Like, it's below zero. Like, that's their actual temperature. And then you have some... and then they got the snow on top of that too, which is kind of, it just, I don't know. It just, it'd be miserable today, being like in Chicago area or something. It would be miserable with the negative degree wind chill plus snow, plus the wind that's blowing up the snow. So it's like whiteout conditions. I mean, you've lived it up there,
right?
Where you drive across the road, you can't even see the road. It's just snow blowing across the road.
Yeah.
It's miserable.
Yeah. No.
Those
yeah.
Those are the times when I'm like, hey folks, there's this place called Florida or Texas or
yeah.
Like,
well, and
why do you live here?
You know, that's why, you know, they talk about, you know, travel can be, you know, life threatening, because I mean, what happens if, you know, you decide to, I don't know, even drive like an hour away somewhere, and today of all days happens to be the day where the car breaks down, and there's, you know, you're stuck in the middle of nowhere. It's 10, 15 below zero. you know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, a real serious situation that, you know, I mean, by and large, we don't really have to worry about down here. But, yeah, people freezing to death, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And this is kind of a new thing for, you know, for us. We don't really deal with that this much down here, but it can still affect us. Definitely.
Yeah. You know, I remember it was back in January of 2014 when down here, we were dealing with the ice storm, right? It was the big ice storm.
Yep.
And at the time I was living in Iowa and I was watching all of the CNN coverage about the ice storm down south. And I'm literally sitting in my apartment where there is, 6-7 inches of snow outside. And, you know, thinking like, what's the deal? What's wrong with you people? Like it's ice, you know, but it's like, you realize really quickly when you move down here, it's just, you know, the infrastructure is a lot different. You know, there's no salt, you know, we don't keep salt around here. Just a lot of different things that you don't really consider. And your perspective changes when you move and when you live in different parts of the country and, you know, getting a small taste, I think, this weekend of what folks up in the north, deal with a lot longer, for a lot more extended period of time.
Oh yeah. I mean, by next week, it's going to be back in 70 here. So, you know, we just get a little
and nobody's more happier about it than Gracie. I'll tell you, it's like the image I have of, you know, like a 2-year-old toddler running around in like going sledding for the first time and just like stuffed in like this big oversized, you know, snow pants and jacket. You know, it's more of like
Her vest.
That's what she looked
right
like
now?
When she was coming in today. It was more of a waddle as she was coming into the station with all of her outdoor gear.
Two things. I knew I was going to get something for wearing the hat into the station, so I'm not that offended because I prepared myself before.
Yes.
Second, my toes are still cold, and I came here over an hour and a half ago, so I'm not.
Although, in fairness, it is cold in the station today. Like, the heater's not working, so, yeah.
It's because, like, nobody else is working.
That's right. It's literally just
like,
three of us.
Yeah, just the on-air people. Well, yep. We don't need to turn the heat on.
Exactly, so.
All right, Gracie, what do you got going on with traffic?
This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a couple of texts here. Where's Al Gore when you need him? We need his global warming to help us out a little bit. Yeah, amen to that. And then we were talking about those states up there, you know, those northern states are dealing with a lot of cold right now. It's just miserable. I got a text says, yeah, that's why they're blue states. Yeah, because they're so cold all the time. That makes sense. Those are the blue states because they're so cold. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. There's a new app. You know, a lot of people follow the NORAD Santa app to find out where Santa is going. There's a new app, though, that I find it to be very interesting. I'll share it with you coming up next.
Fills the air and Christmas cheer does too. Picking out your Christmas tree so loudly. The joy this time it brings to you.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So a lot of people follow the NORAD Santa app or the website in order to find out where Santa's going. There's a new app out there called See Santa Fly. You can go to seesantafly.com in order to check it out in your mobile browser. And they also have, in the Apple and Android phone. But See Santa Fly is where you can actually open up this app and point it at the sky. And you might be able to see Santa fly by that way. So you can see exactly where he's going through this the magical lens of this app. It's able to catch Santa and his reindeer flying over your area. So you have to check that out. Seems pretty cool. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next hour, we've got a Christmas special for you. Just going to be trying to talk about Christmas stories, Christmas movies, music, and then, of course, the last half hour, the true meaning of Christmas and some different thoughts about that and what that means to me. So that'll be all next hour right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 29 degrees right now here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a low in the low 20s by tomorrow morning. Even colder than what it was today. So, yeah, that's not going to be fun. But then it's going to start warming up. And like I said, by this time next week, it's going to be 70 again. It might be rainy, but at least it'll be 70. So that'll be pretty good. One of the top three stories here. Well, let me get to the top three stories, then we'll get to our sports hit. Title 42 actually contributed to increased migration numbers, according to recent data. It was kind of a catch-22. Part of it is migrants misunderstanding what Title 42 was, thinking it allowed them to stay in the country easier. Others migrated here quicker because they thought it was going to end, and so they wanted to get here faster. But then others knew what it was about, that it made deportations easier. And so when it was about to end, they increased migration that way too. So it was like no matter what, the whole thing just did not work out very well. Inflation is slowing down just a little bit. We talked about jobs at the beginning of this hour here. And the winter storm is impacting holiday travel. The latest update here, let me refresh FlightAware. FlightAware shows 8,600 flights delayed, 5,167 flights canceled. That's an extra 60 flights that have been canceled since the beginning of this hour. So yeah, lots going down right there. Hey, if you're in the military and you need to sell your house, then you should call Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty. She is a military specialist. She knows the ins and outs of being in the military and what it takes to sell your house. In fact, she has insider tips that you only get from deep experience in the field, like transferring your 3% mortgage. She's helped hundreds of military families buy and sell homes. She's someone who values the truth. She's someone you can trust, and she knows what you're going through. She understands the amount of stress involved. So her and her team will go above and beyond to make this process as easy as possible. She even offers a free deep cleaning service for all of her military clients. So if you're PCSing or know somebody that is, call Christina Leavenworth at 850-723-9158. That's Christina Leavenworth at Rinky Realty at 850-723-9158. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, the NBA is going to be on NBA TV tonight at 6:30 with the Milwaukee Bucks against the Nets. Then on ESPN at 9 o'clock, the Memphis Grizzlies will take on the Phoenix Suns on ESPN. Right now on ESPN, you've got the second bowl game. Earlier today, Houston beat University of Louisiana 23-16. Right now, with 11 minutes left in the first quarter, Wake Forest is playing Missouri. That game is still scoreless. Once again, it's on ESPN. Iona is beating Seattle in basketball, 79-68. Rutgers is beating Buckholt, 79-47. Number 18, Indiana University, is going to be playing Kennecott, I guess. I don't know. These are all small teams, but this is going to be on the Big Ten Network. Oh, Kennesaw State, they're going to be playing on the Big Ten Network. Then ESPN2 has SMU playing Utah State. And then George Washington is playing Pepperdine for the late game on ESPN2. Then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN+. Florida Panthers are going to play the Islanders tonight. And the Tampa Bay Lightning where are they playing? I thought the Tampa Bay Lightning was playing. Now I don't see their game. So, well, Florida Panthers are playing on ESPN+ against the Islanders at 6:30. So tune into that. Tomorrow is a big day for the NFL. This is when we got a whole bunch of Saturday games since Sunday's Christmas. And so here's kind of the rundown with the games you might be interested in. New Orleans Saints are going to be playing the Cleveland Browns on CBS tomorrow. It is expected to be the coldest game in history for the New Orleans Saints to play in. Then you've got Jacksonville, of course, played last night on Thursday night, ended up beating the Jets. Then on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be playing Sunday night football against the Arizona Cardinals. Monday night football is going to be the Chargers against the Indianapolis Colts. Then I got your sports news coming up right after our Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. We are looking good on our major highways, I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. 29 and 90 also showing no accidents or delays, and at 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Looking good in both directions. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Got a texture giving me an update here that the Tampa Bay Lightning game got postponed. That's why I thought I saw the game, and then now it wasn't scheduled. I'm like, what happened? Am I missing something? Am I going crazy? It got postponed, so they took it off the list. So I appreciate that update. Thank you very much. In sports news, Lakers star Anthony Davis is now out indefinitely with a stress injury to his foot. UNC quarterback Drake May denies that he was offered $5 million to transfer, says those rumors weren't really reality. NFL Network analyst, former linebacker for the Patriots, Willie McGinest, apologizes after he was arrested for an alleged assault at a nightclub in L.A. last night. Jets head coach Saleh says that they're not going to quit on their second-round draft pick, Zach Wilson. Not yet. Yeah, they probably are. Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald is out against the Chargers, and now, according to head coach Sean McVay, he's probably out for the season now. So it's unfortunate right there. But yeah, going back to the Zach Wilson thing, once again, it's just, look, I remember when he got drafted, I was talking to the guys over on ESPN Pensacola about it, and you know, because he had a pretty good college career, and he seemed like he's got a little bit of Patrick Mahomes kind of innovation to him and everything. And they said, you know, this could really put the Jets back on top and blah, blah. And I said, no. The Jets and the Browns are places where quarterbacks go to die. Like, you could have a great quarterback, and they go to the Browns or they go to the Jets, and they just fizzle out. Like, they kill quarterbacks. I don't know what it is about those two teams, but they just kill quarterbacks. They don't develop them well. They ruin them. And we've seen that for decades now, and that's what I think is going on here again. Who's the quarterback, last quarterback they had? He just went to the Carolina Panthers, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I mean, he's not doing great at the Panthers, but the reality of it is he's been injury-riddled, but he beat out Baker Mayfield. He beat out, you know, T.J. Walker. He beat out all these other quarterbacks, and when he's playing for the Panthers, they do much better than when he's not playing. And yet he was nothing with the Jets. It's the Jets just kill quarterbacks. I don't know what to tell you. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. According to a new Christmas poll, it asked if people are identifying with the giving spirit of Santa, the penny pinching of Scrooge, or the grumpiness of Grinch. So are you feeling Santa-like? You feeling Scrooge-like? You feeling Grinch-like? 58% of people, the majority, said Santa-like. They're feeling more Santa-ish. 31%, a bit more like Scrooge. Penny pinching, a little bit. 11% said straight-up Grinch mode. Straight-up Grinch mode. Yeah, I think I've run into a few of those. The traffic will do it. Let me tell you. I mean, Pensacola is already having bad traffic issues because we're growing faster than what we've been able to have the infrastructure match. So we've already been getting more and more traffic issues. Christmas traffic is just like a next level, man. Right? Isn't it?
I agree. And I've stayed away from 9th Avenue probably the whole entire month of December. Just because anywhere near the mall,
yeah,
in that little like corner,
oh yeah,
it's just awful. And everyone's so in a rush and mean.
Yeah, exactly. They cut you off, and part of it is because that whole area, like that's a good example. That whole area over there by the mall, and you know where Marshall's and all that stuff is, Fresh Market. The roads are too small to handle the amount of traffic that goes in that area, and there's not really good transitions. Like there's not enough traffic lights to be able to get in and out of the different shopping centers or roads if you're coming onto or off of a road. it's just a disaster. That whole area, I mean, all the way down to the movie theater, even the whole area is just like, ugh. Just every time I drive around it, it's like these roads are horrendous. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and then we've got your top stories on FoxNews.com and more. Stick around right here on News Radio
92.3. This one's for Joe.
It is for Joe. I see him dancing over there. So it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. The 27th annual Cordova Mall Ball is going to be held January 28th at the Cordova Mall. First time it's going to be in the mall since COVID-19 began. This is Northwest Florida's largest Mardi Gras ball, and it'll support the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart. You can get tickets now at newsradio923.com. And speaking of Joe, let's go over to him to the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, more than 13,000 flights in the U.S. delayed or canceled so far today, according to FlightAware, the impact of the winter storm. I am as we speak here, on flypensacola.com, just checking to see the local impacts there. As far as the arrivals go, pretty much everything delayed, except for looks like one Southwest flight. Southwest has canceled like half of their flights today, or at least delayed like half their flights nationwide. But as far as the delays go for arrivals, everything looks like it's within a couple of hours, so not terrible. On the departures, same story. So just a couple of flights that are canceled, both arrivals and departures over at Pensacola International Airport. FedEx and UPS saying that if you were expecting to have packages delivered or received before Christmas, it may not happen. Of course, big hubs in Memphis and Indianapolis, seeing a lot of backups and stalls due to the weather there. So if you had a really important toy that you were hoping the kid would have for Christmas, may have to wait until next week. Men will compete in artistic swimming at the Summer Olympics for the first time ever, as the IOC approved two men to compete in 8-member teams alongside women at the Paris 2024 Games. And we've been talking throughout the show about the NORAD ability for kids to track Santa's travels tomorrow. And it's a tradition that started in 1955 when kids began calling the Air Defense Command because there was a wrong number printed in a newspaper. So the person who was in command that night took the call and, you know, said, yep, you got the right number. And then he assigned somebody to just take all the calls from children and just let them know where Santa was. That's how it started, by accident.
Yeah. There's one of the things that you were just talking about right there when it comes to the it was one of the first stories you just covered. Wasn't the travel story. What was the one after that one?
The FedEx and UPS, like with the packages?
Yeah, FedEx and UPS packages, yes. So I actually ordered, there was a present I knew my daughter wanted, and I just Googled it. I was like, oh, so she wants this thing. She wants it's some sort of anxiety pillow. It's like a weighted pillow.
Okay.
And they have them in like animal shapes and all this other stuff like this.
All right.
And she has one at her mom's house. And so it was actually, my ex was like, you probably need one at your house too. It helps her out when she's sleeping at night. All right, that sounds good. I'll get that for Christmas. Nice. I just Googled it, ordered the thing over a month ago, and it's still in transit. What I did not realize, I didn't pay attention to, the site that came up when I Googled it was in Australia. And so I ordered this stupid pillow thing from Australia. It's not going to get here in time for Christmas.
No.
So, it's like in transit from China or something now. I'm like, what? Why? Why? Like, they sent it to China, and then it's going from China to here. I'm like, you got to be kidding me with this. So
that thing may not get here ever.
Ever. Exactly. Exactly. It's the first time I've ever really done that, where I just Googled a website. I didn't even Google, I just Googled something, found it, immediately ordered it. I didn't pay attention, didn't double check. I usually like price shop. I'll find competitor prices. It was like the first time I didn't do that, and I got bit in the butt off of it. So, oh well. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
This traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. I-10, I-110 not showing anything to slow you down, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. If you do see an accident, see something on the road showing delays, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some of the top stories on FoxNews.com. Nancy Pelosi mocked on social media over botched ending of final speech as House Speaker. Okay, I guess she said happy Schwanza or Shwarma. I guess she was trying to say happy Kwanzaa. That comes up Monday. And I guess she said happy Schwanza. Look, her teeth were about to fall out, okay? She just had to do what she could in order to get her teeth to not fall out and finish the sentence at the same time. What are you going to do? I don't know. I wouldn't make fun of that. I mean, I kind of just did, but I wouldn't have. It's not a big deal to me. AOC issues a scathing memo after being the only Democrat in the House to vote against the spending bill. That's right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez voted against the spending bill. And the reason, she says, I campaign on a promise to my constituents to oppose additional expansion and funding for ICE and DHS. Oh, okay. So she's against it because of because it expands border security. That's why. I thought she was against it because, you know, it was an outrageous amount of spending and excess spending. But no, it's because, okay. And then final top three story, top story on FoxNews.com is, a couple of them. U.S.-based pornographer maker. This guy makes pornography. He's on the FBI's most wanted list. He was arrested overseas today. Well, that's good news. And Joe Rogan podcast guest reveals a heart-wrenching source of EV batteries. Explains that the people of the Congo dig in subhuman, gut-wrenching conditions for a dollar a day in cobalt mines, is according to this expert there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All right, in 2019, New York became the very first U.S. state to ban declawing cats. Maryland did it this year. They became the second state to ban declawing cats. In 2017, researchers examined the brain tissue of 111 deceased ex-NFL players and found that all but one of them had CTE, a degenerative disease linked to repeated head trauma. Oh, boy. The brains were studied from players ages 23 to 89 from every position on the field, showing that everyone except for one had this brain trauma. Oh, boy. There are more chickens on the planet than humans, and burglars often use social media to identify potential targets for break-ins. Coming up next, we got a Christmas special for you.